crucifixion was for them the end of the Jesus story. My question tonight is this: how is it that God chose the depth of degradation of the Roman civilized world, crucifixion, as the pinnacle of Jesus' work and call it exaltation? How does the revulsion of one become the exaltation of another? Why did God choose crucifixion? Hans Rudi Weber says, "The crucifixion was necessary because we have an infinite capacity to crucify." Not just Pilate or Herod or Caiaphas or Judas or Peter or Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Mao Tse-tung, but each one of us. What we see in the crucifixion of Jesus is our own handiwork. Jesus is nailed to the cross because we nailed Jesus there. So in the cross, we not only see Jesus, we see ourselves for what we are, and that's crucifiers. We need the crucified with a capital C because we have an infinite capacity to crucify. You see, by looking at the crucifixion in the abstract, we doubt its necessity. We've heard people do this. Maybe we've done it ourselves. We downplay our role in the execution when we see it in the abstract. But then we look at Hiroshima. In the time it takes a rifle bullet to cross town, we destroyed over 1 million people. Like that. We have an infinite capacity to crucify. Thousands more died from the after effects of that bomb. We thought that since Hitler's demise, forced tortured deaths would no longer be a way of life. Well, let's look at South Africa. Let's look at Bosnia. My quartet sings a song written for the kids, the children in Bosnia, where they were living, was intentionally bombed to kill those children. It's called Prayer of the Children. El Salvador, Nicaragua, and of course today Al-Qaeda proved how wrong we were. Death and killing are alive and well today. In our country, under the banner of free enterprise, the rich have become richer. The poor have become poorer. Many times we don't crucify till death, do we? Our prison population has multiplied. More children are starving. More youth are committing suicide. Every day, more and more people more and more police patrol the halls of our grade schools and high schools. You see, I ask again, why did God choose crucifixion? Well, what else could God do to meet our hour of darkness with Jesus' hour of darkness? Remember in Holy Communion, as we remember the words that Jesus said, he said, "This is my body given for you." This is the new covenant, this blood shed for you and for all people. You see, folks, as we go home this night, Jesus is crucified. Jesus is crucified every time we make a decision to metaphorically walk away from him. We crucify him. Every time something happens to us that is unjust, every time we realize that life is not fair, remember, Jesus is dead. Jesus died almost 2,000 years ago. And tonight, we bring to light his death. You see, we need to remember his death. We need to remember how revolting that form of death was, because that empowers us to change our world. You see, he was not a criminal, but for us, he died a criminal's death. Folks, this is real. This is life. Jesus really died. The Christian faith is based in the real world.